ounce New York strip, a 22 ounce porterhouse, and a 16 ounce ribeye. For reservations, call 822-3637, 822-3637. Download the free app Open Table or make them online, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan, Camp and Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
Fast Diesel presents the Extreme International Ice Racing Pro Tour. Saturday, January 25th at the Family Arena. Heart-pounding action as ice racing superstars like Anthony the British Bulldog Barlow and James Demolition Man go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds on nitro-burning two-wheel rockets with steel-studded tires and no brakes at all. Tickets are on sale now at the Carroll House Box Office located at the Family Arena and at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets start at just $5. Brought to you by Chariots of Fire. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
See the best wrestling on the planet when Ring of Honor invades the St. Louis area. It's Ring of Honor at the Family Arena in St. Charles on Saturday, February 29th at 7 p.m. See all the great ROH stars, the Briscoes, Jay Lethal, Dalton Castle, PCO, Silas Young, Roosh, and many more. Visit ROHWrestling.com or open the ROH app now for tickets.
For 50 years, Newsetters has been a staple in the St. Louis community. Through a Stanley Cup victory, countless birthdays, anniversaries, and engagements, Newsetters Fine Jewelry has been there. We welcome you to join us in celebrating our anniversary at our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or online at wowdiamonds.com.
The morning after. This is 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
What do you think the number one thing is that women would look for in a guy?
Girth?
I don't think girth.
I legitimately do.
I think it would be
money.
Money.
Money. Success. Or a successful career. I think kindness.
What?
Ha! Oh, wow.
It's only here on 590 The Fan.
Are you not entertained?
You may go now.
Hi, this is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. How are you doing with those resolutions? If you're starting to eat a little healthier this year and looking for a place to start, start at Schnucks. Schnucks has the freshest produce in town to help you get on the right track. Did you know they sell more organics than anyone else in St. Louis? Schnucks can also help make simple swaps throughout the store that will help you build a healthier basket. Look for the healthy eating bins when you're in the store. Schnucks. Eat good to feel great.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out. It's like a sports bar for your head. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14. On Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., Lady Jane's has won double-digit men's styling awards, and our talented stylists are delivering the best haircuts in St. Louis. In Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
And as Limey exhales his vape from his vaping device, we start the show. You need to be reading these articles about this vaping.
I know, it's funny. I didn't even smoke before I started this show.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Well, maybe this will be when you quit while you're on this show.
Right.
Probably not.
The blank expression on your face.
Oh, we all have that regularly. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 9th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. I almost said Ballast Dental Care. I did that already. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the entire United States of America. And there are several reasons why. And they've held that number one spot for a few years, and they're only 15 years old. Their other window company's been around a whole lot longer, can't even get close to Window World in sales, satisfaction, or customer service. We'll talk about Window World, tell you about the website you need to go to, but first, let's do this.
Hey!
Well, I'm checking to see who's at the control board. Oh, as I look to my 1 o'clock position, I see it's the man who spent 19 years in Great Britain and 10 of those in Birmingham, England. Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Now, as a former resident there, any thoughts on this? What is it? The guy in his, not William, the brother. What's his name?
Harry.
Harry and Meghan.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, we're out of here. We don't want to be really a full-time part of this royal family thing. Any thoughts on that?
No, actually. I just saw that story about an hour ago, so I haven't really developed an answer yet.
That's apparently not going over very well with the Queen and the others over there. They go, what do you, what? What do you mean you don't want to?
He's going to abdicate.
They ditched her on Christmas.
They
ditched the queen on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That Harry, he was kind
of a rebellious one.
He is. He's always been the rebellious one.
I wonder if they're blaming Meghan.
Who cares? Good for them. I'd get out of that stuffy place, too. You got to have your forks lined up right and the plate over here and then forget all that. And you're always going to dinners and having to wear those uncomfortable clothes. Hit the road. I don't blame you. Well, in the room, not in the car, northbound, southbound, westbound, or... little added touch.
Oh, I wonder what that was. Hello, everyone. You didn't ask me to say hello, but
no,
I did.
No, I just wanted to see if you could do it on your own, and you could.
Yeah.
He's talented.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a... You know how the FBI has these people, they can analyze tapes? When we're all talking, you think there's anybody who could take that recording and segment and try to figure out which voice says what? I don't think so.
I don't think you guys know what you're saying.
We don't know what we're saying. We don't even know what we're doing. Well, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the whole entire St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations. Now, I'm not supposed to read that part. I started to read the other, forget it. Never mind.
That was nailed that, bud.
That was awkward.
Good story, Dan.
I'd like to edit that out. That was so uncomfortable.
I know.
Limestone, can you edit that out?
I got you.
Very weird.
Radio edit.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations. First Community Credit Union is a fantastic place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I don't know if the listeners heard that, but we have the door open because it's stuffy in here. Somebody vomited or had a stroke or something.
Oh,
Scott. Are you okay?
You're all right, bud?
Scott, are you all right?
Just getting warmed up for trivia.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's why he's here. I knew it.
Oh, it just hit me.
Hmm? What hit you?
Somebody dropped a bomb in here. And it wasn't me.
Stop the music.
Stop the music.
Now, who denied it, supplied it.
I didn't deny it.
Now, that I hadn't heard before.
Well, I didn't deny it, though.
Denied it, supplied it. That's good. I don't smell it.
I don't either.
Did you do it, Limey?
And let's just be honest. I have the biggest nose in the room, and if I don't smell it, you're
Well, then
sorry.
That means
it's limited in its scope of to the guy who just mentioned it, because you're next to him. You don't smell it. I don't smell it, but he did.
You dropped a bomb on me.
Because he's sitting in there.
Baby.
Huh? No, no, I said it's, no, I said it's stuffy in here. The air is warm. Oh. And you then
I got
said,
a whiff of
yourself.
No, no, not of myself. No. That's so awful and ignorant of you to say that.
I don't think people can... Can people
How
smell
awful and
themselves?
Ignorant of you, Frank.
Well, at least I didn't say...
here we go. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he finished first, mm-hmm. and I could hear him zip his pants up, and then he just stood there.
Yeah.
And I'm still 30 seconds away from finishing.
At least I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. You know that you will have to live with that indefinitely.
Did you know Prince Harry received an annual dividend of $452,000 a year not to change the subject?
Good try. Good try. Well, the man that you just heard say wasn't able to finish in time, but the other guy was and zipped up, was a guy who used to work at Denny's and Wendy's and Kentucky Fried Chicken, and he didn't just cut cheese, he cut meat at one time. Try, Red Boy! He was a mall arcade token distributor. You don't meet many of those in your life. Investigative reporter for Crime Magazine, a knife salesman door-to-door, beer vendor at Busch Stadium, and a DJ at a roller rink. What he does now, though, is what matters. He's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. So when you hear that, thank you, Mr. Know-It-All. He doesn't really know it all, but he can look it up quickly. And that's as important sometimes as, you know, knowing things. He's also in charge of resetting our digital clock. I won't make a big deal out of it, but I will tell you it's 5:21:14. Now it's 15. Now it's 5:21:17. 18. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. That is the theme music for The Rockford Files, an old TV show from the, what, 70s, you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jim Rockford was a private investigator, and so is this guy, Tim Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor.
Harry and Meghan are worth $39 million. I'd ditch my mother-in-law, too.
You get to come over to North America and live. What?
Don't look at me.
What is that? What is it?
The Gamp Band.
I said somebody dropped a bomb in here, and Dan decided
but
to
Dan,
play that.
But Dan, you did that 10 minutes later after
I
you
know.
Said it. It didn't even make sense.
He's quick, isn't he?
I had to get it.
Take access away from Dan for any audio input.
I don't have the power.
You can't say that word.
Oh, sorry. I cannot.
You said...
My bad.
Uh-huh.
It was the accent.
You have to understand, when you say... Cunt?
Yeah.
It sounds very close.
Oh, I'll watch myself. Yeah, I cannot.
My ex-wife just called. Is anybody calling me?
Say hi to your sponsor.
Wow. Hard to follow that.
Yeah, it is.
Like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Landau Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They would love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. Inventory is high. They have over 700 new cars for you to choose from, and they can get you financed, because when your bank says no, their bank says yes. Give them a call at 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24-7 at Landoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM is Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
All righty. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Rat boy, he used to cut meat. You know what else Tim cuts now, don't you?
Cheese.
That's right. He just did that a while ago. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limpest and the All-Boy Orchestra?
You know, Dan was hard at work before the show, and it's something that we've missed. You know, we're about to get hit with a ton of rain here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we had a special forecast that we haven't played in the show yet.
Yeah.
That Dan got a hold of,
I think,
a special guest.
Is this the guy we have on retainer, Frankie McDonald?
That is.
Well, I think we need, this is very important, this weather thing, especially what's coming tomorrow night. Let's go now for this exclusive weather report to our own Frankie McDonald.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station, live in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and in St. Louis, Missouri, and the surrounding areas as well. And eastern Missouri is going to bring flood and rain. It's going to bring heavy rain. Winds are going to be very strong locally. That's going to cause a lot of flood and rain. Sense a lot of moisture coming from Gulf Coast. That's going to cause a lot of rain in Missouri, especially in St. Louis, Missouri, and the surrounding areas as well. That can cause stores to back up in the streets. It's going to bring flooding conditions with a lot of rain.
Thank you, Frankie. Go.
Wow.
Don't get that everywhere else.
No, no. Mm-hmm. Only here. You heard it here.
Now we're informed.
Other stations have, like, Glenn Zimmerman. They have...
Yeah.
They're
all boring.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All
not
boring.
Us. Nope.
Not us.
Yeah, Frankie.
Yeah, tomorrow night, like, 4 inches in 12 hours or something. That's a lot of rain. Dan, show them half of that.
Oh,
show
close,
half,
close drive,
half, half of 4 inches. Double that, and that's how much rain you're talking about. Ooh. So, as I said, we're brought to you by Window World. Now, that's something that, you know, I can tie these together, because if it's a, you know, one of those wind-driven rains, kind of raining sideways, and you got crappy windows, it'll come in around those windows. You don't want that. You don't want the cold air this winter coming in either. You want to replace them. You don't want to, but you have to. Not a fun purchase. Not exciting, like, ooh, a new video game or pinball machine. No, it's windows. But it's necessary, and some things you just have to do. You have to replace the roof at some point. You have to replace the heating and air conditioning, get a new water heater, and you have to get new windows. And since you have to do it, why not do it right? And put windows in there that you're going to be really happy with and not have to worry about for the rest of your life, because they have a lifetime warranty that covers everything. Glass breakage, parts, the whole thing. And they use their own people. They don't subcontract, just grab a bunch of people, a bunch of guys who just got out of prison. Hey, we need some help putting in windows. They have their own Window World installers. There's nobody like it, no company like it, no window like it. Window World, far and away, the number one replacement window in the country. Good housekeeping seal of approval. You can find, and the preferred window, let's not forget, of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
It's time to test your trivia skills. Put your brains together. And now, your host, Bill Cleveland.
I'd like to go ahead now and announce that Scott Sherman has won today's trivia contest. Just go ahead and get it out of the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Limey gave George Carlin an eighth word today.
Did he did.
I was going through the list of the seven words, and it wasn't on
was
there.
Was the C word not one of the seven?
No.
No.
Well, I can't believe that.
Hmm. Oh, so you can say it on the
air? No, that's not, not what that means. And the seven words are no longer, that does not any longer apply. The FCC has changed that. But that word, even though it wasn't on the seven, if there is still a list, it's on it.
He is British, but it's still on the list.
No. Oh, blimey.
Sorry.
Come on, man.
That one was me.
Oh, boy.
I thought Tim was going to mention the seven words.
I'm on the Wikipedia page. I thought Scott said it wasn't on there, but I see that it is on there.
No, it's S-P.
It's not on Carlin.
George Carlin.
S. There's it's not the C word you're thinking of. It's the C-S is on there.
Okay. Well, no, in the word that Limey paraphrased is on there, according to the Wikipedia page.
Where is that?
Well, hold on.
It's now getting heated.
One of Carlin's seven words, I don't believe.
And it was not on Carlin's list.
Right. Not on Carlin's seven words back when he did that.
That's right.
That bit. Well, Bill, how are you?
I am well. Thank you very much. Before we do trivia, real quick, I want to mention something. Dan was nice enough to put this on the Large Morning Show Facebook page. I started what I think is going to be a fun project with Gamma Sport. So it's a national... They make tennis equipment, and they make pickleball equipment. And so once a month, I'll be working with these folks, and I'm going to be doing a kind of a national web series highlighting places around the country that are playing pickleball and also promoting road trips. So people who play pickleball can go and find these folks and, you know, places around the country where people are, you know, welcoming and, you know, wanting to meet new people from different parts of the country. And so it's called Dinks and Drives, which means nothing to people that don't play pickleball, but a dink is a term used in the game of pickleball.
Like a form of rallying up close to the net.
Yeah, kind of a soft shot that you hit over the net. It's called a dink. So if you want to check that out, it's now on the AM and the PM page or on my Bill on the Road Facebook page. All right, so we have some trivia today, and are we ready? Is everyone ready?
I sure am.
Yeah.
I sure am ready.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to all.
Scott, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Question number one. The beaver is the national emblem of which country?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Canada.
That is correct.
Here we go.
All right.
What did I tell you?
Rolling start.
What did I tell you?
What's the score, Frank?
Well, I don't even know that I'll be needing to keep score, but right now it's 1-0.
Okay. Question number 2. Which singer's real name is Stephanie Angelina Germanotta?
Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Lady Gaga.
That is correct.
Ooh, well, it's a 1-1.
Or Lady Gaga, depending on
Lady yes. Gaga.
Yes. Which TV character said the following? Live long and prosper.
Scott.
Scott.
Mr. Spock.
That is correct.
It's 2-1.
This next question we've actually used before, but it's been a little while. What kind of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp, according to the U.S. Postal Service and the Citizens Stamp Advisory Committee?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
A living person.
That is correct. A living person.
Wow.
The current score is 3-1.
What is the name of Batman's butler?
Scott.
I think Dan snuck in there. Yes, Dan.
Alfred.
That is correct.
Oh, well, 3-2.
Okay. The average human body contains how many pints of blood?
Scott.
Yes.
8.
That is not the answer.
Limey.
Yes, Limey.
What an idiot.
9.
That is correct.
Oh, yes, I'm on the board.
Now it gets interesting. 3-2.
Okay. Mm. Which U.S. state is nearest to the old Soviet Union?
Tim.
Alaska.
Alaska. That is
correct. Oh, well, it's really getting interesting. 3-2.
Okay. In which city is Jim Morrison buried?
Limey.
Yes.
Paris.
That is correct.
Paris. Good one, Lime.
The current score is 3-2.
Who's got nothing?
Me. Oh. I'm proud of it. Because I'm too busy keeping score to actually play. I've known all of these.
All right. The letters H, G, capital H, lowercase g, is the chemical symbol of which element?
Limey.
Yes.
Helium?
Nope.
Idiot. Scott. Idiot.
Yes, Scott.
Gold.
Nope.
Brilliant. Idiot. Brilliant and idiot.
HG.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Hugh Gregory.
No.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Meth.
Meth. No. The answer, you're not going to take a guess?
I'm not taking a guess.
Is mercury.
Oh.
That's what I was going to say.
I thought it was Uranus.
No. The answer is mercury. What is Chandler's last name in the sitcom
Frank.
Friends?
Scott.
Yes, Limey.
Frank got that.
Bing.
One. Bing. That is correct.
Frank is on the board.
Wow.
Good job. Woo, and I've never seen that show. Never.
You're not missing much.
You knew his last name.
Yeah, I don't even know why.
In which country would you find the highest waterfall in the world?
Limey.
Yes.
Venezuela?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
Venezuela.
Well, now, it's called Angel
now,
Falls.
It's interesting. Let me give you the current scores. 3-2-1-3-1.
Wow.
Yes. Got a tie going.
All right. Which of the planets is closest to the sun?
Tim Scott.
Tim.
Mercury.
Mercury. That is correct.
Whoa. Out in the lead again. Once again. Well, not
Uranus.
No, hold on.
That's only 2 for me.
I'm sorry, not in the lead. 2. So it's 3-2-3-1.
Okay. According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth?
Scott.
Yes.
Athena?
Nope.
Idiot.
First woman.
Woman.
According
Greek
to
mythology?
Greek mythology.
Frank.
Yes.
Venus?
No.
Shoot.
That's a
Dan. Point.
Yes.
Eve.
No, that's not Greek mythology.
No. Going once.
Tim?
Yes.
Hera?
No. The answer is Pandora.
That's the goddess.
Oh, yeah.
Hera's the gambling.
She opened the box.
Hera's the goddess of gambling, I believe.
Oh. Okay.
She's hot.
What names were given to the three tunnels in the movie The Great Escape?
Mm-mm. Oh.
Frank.
Yes.
Nina the Penta and the Santa Maria.
No.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Anybody?
Tim.
Nah. Yes, Tim.
Mo, Larry, and Curly.
No.
Hmm. Right. That was actually a legitimate guess.
Yeah. Well, no. But, okay. The answer? Anybody? Okay. No. Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Dan. Tom, yes. Dick, and Harry.
Yeah. What's
right. Yeah.
A few more. How is the groundnut better known?
The what?
Dan.
The groundnut. Yes.
Cashew?
Nope.
Frank.
Yes.
Acorn?
No.
Shoot.
Tim.
Yes.
Peanut.
The peanut. That is correct.
Whoa. Oh, it's interesting because it is 3-3-3-2-1.
Okay. Ooh. In the sport of judo, what color belt follows an orange belt?
Scott.
Yes?
Green.
That is correct.
Oh.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, we'll do...
It is...
How many more questions
we'll
do
three,
you
got? It is three more.
Four. Three more.
Three to two to one.
How many letters are there in the German alphabet?
Ten.
I asked this before.
Yes?
27.
Incorrect.
Idiot. Limey.
Idiot. Yes, Limey.
29.
Incorrect.
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
28.
Incorrect.
Idiots.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
32.
Incorrect.
Idiot. Frank.
Yes.
26.
Incorrect.
Frank.
You're all idiots. 30.
30?
Yes.
I was one of
them. There are 30 letters in the German alphabet. What U.S. city is known as the City of Brotherly Love?
Frank.
Dan.
Oh, I think Frank got that.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
I finally got another one.
Okay. And the last one. Little Cuba is the nickname of which U.S. city?
Tim.
Scott.
Tim.
Miami.
Miami, that is correct.
And the winner. We have a tie.
I can do one
we
more.
We have a tie between
do
Tim and Scott.
So we'll just have Tim. Okay, here we go.
Tim or Scott. Yeah, so it's a tiebreaker.
Let these two break the tie.
So. Okay. This Woody Allen film is also the name of a New York City borough.
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Manhattan.
Manhattan, that is correct.
And the winner.
Wow.
And no surprise, the winner... Scott Sherman, everybody.
Oh.
Thank you, guys.
Once again, walking away with the trophy.
How appropriately I lose on a question involving the most annoying actor I have ever seen on the screen.
Yeah, I could not disagree more.
I can't stand Woody.
That's what I just said.
He said it was the most annoying.
Most annoying and aggravating actor I've ever seen on a screen.
I know, and I just said I do not disagree.
Oh.
I said I agree completely. I can't stand Woody Allen.
I don't get anything he's talking about.
I don't either. Thank you.
What is he talking about?
I've seen him interview, and I've never heard him say one funny thing, ever.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
What?
That's from Seinfeld. It's a Seinfeld reference. Kramer got a line in a Woody Allen movie.
Dad, do you know how obscure that is to a lot of us?
I think most people actually know that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty popular. Really?
Did you know it, Limey?
No.
Tim,
no,
did
I
you know it?
Seinfeld.
Tim, did you know it?
I did not.
Okay, you said most people. Well, not in this room. Most people didn't know
Scott,
it.
Scott, did
so
you
there
know
you
it?
Go.
I didn't know it was Woody Allen.
Yeah. So there you go, Dan.
I knew it was Seinfeld.
Once again, Dan,
I tried to save
you. Thousand other times. You're wrong.
It's all right.
I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan. Have a nice weekend.
You can't talk over.
We
have a standing rule.
No, I can.
No.
You can't. Nobody else can. I can.
Okay, fine. Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Memory is a very interesting thing to me. Dreaming and memory. I have a terrible memory, and I used to have a great memory.
I had a weird dream the other night, and I was driving your Volkswagen Bug around somewhere.
Maybe you really were in your sleep. You were sleep driving.
Yeah, I was. I guess
it was.
I was
parked differently this morning.
Was it?
Mm, yeah. Maybe you actually did drive it.
OMG.
I'm fascinated by dreams, and I don't think anybody will ever be able to interpret them, but memory. And for some reason, the last year or two, a weird thing is happening to me. Some things are popping in my head that I have not thought of and no reason to think of since I was a child. And the other morning, I started singing a song, and before anybody thinks this is offensive, it's not offensive. We were made to sing this in Sunday school when I was a kid, like in grade school. And here's the song. And again, before you assume something wrongly, let me finish. The song is called Once There Were Three Wandering Jews. You can Google the song.
Very offensive.
No, Google
Very
it.
Offensive.
No, no. No, don't do that, because some people will actually email me thinking that you think it's offensive, and it's
not.
You can Google the song, Google song, Once There Were Three Wandering Jews, because in my head, when it came to me, I thought, maybe I'm thinking that and I went and looked it up, and sure enough, it is a kid's song, and when I was in Sunday school as a kid, we had to sing, and this is what fascinates me about the mind. Once there were three wandering Jews. Once there were three wandering Jews. Wandering Jews, Jews, Jews. Wandering Jews, Jews, Jews. Once there were three wandering Jews. The first one's name was Abraham. And they go through Abraham, I believe Isaac and Jacob. Now, I have not heard that song, and I certainly haven't sung that song since I was 8. Isn't that just weird?
That's great.
Do you ever have that, though?
Where yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I get flashbacks.
Wow, it's weird.
I think it's great if your mind is doing that and you can remember a song so clearly and well, because that means your brain is repairing. Because you've spoken before about taking...
No, it's not repairing at all. No.
It is. No, I'm telling you. You might have fried it a few years ago when you were taking those that medication. That. But if you are remembering stuff like that, it's not just random. It means your brain is reconnecting.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you, I know enough about what happened to me that's gone. It won't come back. This is something else that happens when you get older. You just, things come back up, and I don't get it. But that's a song that I don't expect anyone else listening, unless you grew up in Tennessee, to have ever had to sing in Sunday school. And I'm sure there'll be others, and when they come along, I'll share them with you. I have a thing about kids' songs anyway. My kids the other day asked me, I think it was one of my kids, said, isn't there a song? Oh, we talked about it on the air. Rockabye Baby in the Treetop. It's a horrible, cruel song about a kid falling out of a tree.
Yeah.
Down will come baby, cradle and all. A kid dies. What kind of song is that for a little kid?
Pretty messed up one.
Now, how about this one? How about when I was a kid, this prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake. Now, you're a kid.
I pray
the Lord my soul to take.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I know what it's supposed to be saying. Right. I want to go to heaven, but for a kid to be in bed, going to bed,
you might not wake
talking
up tomorrow.
About, what the heck?
Well, I mean, that was probably a real concern about 60 or 70 years ago.
I don't know that I think that's a good idea. Well, if this doesn't work out, this gig right here, guess where we're going to work? Taco Bell. First of all, I like Taco Bell. I've told you that. I love the meat. Yeah. You see this?
Yes. Mm.
There's a huge employment problem in this country. It's a good problem in that everybody's working, and the unemployment rate is like 3.something%. The problem is places like fast food chains can't keep people, and they're having a hard time. So Taco Bell has announced they're going to start paying some of their managers $100,000 a year.
Wow.
To keep them, because in the food business... Jeez. And Tim probably knows
this. Can you apply online?
You can hire somebody, and 2 weeks later, the guy, my friend, got me a job over at Culver's. See ya. I'm going over there. So they're doing everything they can to lock people in and keep them so they won't go anywhere. And I think $100,000 for a manager for Taco Bell is a pretty good way to do it.
Yeah, that's one heck of a bargain.
Have you seen the billboards for Steak and Shake in this town?
No.
They say $10,000.
I've seen it all.
Guaranteed $150,000 your first year.
I've seen it on the buildings, but I haven't seen it on the billboard.
I've actually seen billboards in town that say it. There's one on 44 eastbound coming in.
That's for an employee or opening a franchise.
Opening a franchise. Right. Yeah. You have to invest $10,000. They guarantee you $150,000 your first. I don't see how they can do that.
Well, I see how they can do that, but how about beyond a year?
Right.
That's the part that would bother me. Now, this is the part I didn't get about this story. It says, talks about companies like Taco Bell offering $100,000 for managers. But then it says, all employees at company-owned stores are eligible for at least 24 hours of paid sick time per year. Does that sound like a good deal? 24 hours a year of sick time?
No.
What's that?
That's a
three
day.
Shifts?
That's one day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I know it's 24. Like, I know it's a full actual day, but when a shift is 3 days.
Okay. They should have put it that way.
Oh, yeah, true.
3 days, three work days. Because when I hear 24 hours, I think, well, it's a day. I can be sick for a day. It didn't sound like a good deal. One minute they'd give you the $100,000 thing for managers, and then the other, that seemed like a joke to me. I know I've probably sounded excited today and giddy, and now you're going to know why. Three or four of my absolute favorite rappers are coming to the Chaffetz Center. I'm just talking about it. I'm giddy. Listen to this. February 22nd, The Streets on Lock, 2K20, Yo Gotti.
That's a good one.
Lil Baby.
I am a fan.
Boosie Badaz.
Oh, Boosie Badaz.
And Lil Durk. Are all going to be on the same stage. This is unbelievable. Oh. Unbelievable.
Little Dirk and Boosie Bugatti?
Boosie Badaz.
Oh, Boosie Badaz?
Boosie Bugatti.
The idea, though, that somebody could put my four favorite groups together. One, two, three, four. I'm sorry, six favorite groups together in one concert. I never would have thought that would ever happen.
I'm surprised they haven't asked you to MC it like the Oak Ridge Boys did.
Oh,
you imagine?
You know what?
You imagine?
Now, that would be funny. Me walk out on stage.
Yo.
Yeah. Yo, what's that, man? Yeah. Please welcome Boozy Badaz. Yeah. And I'd want to introduce each one of them, not just all at once. Mm-hmm. I'd want to come out six different times.
Stay for the whole show.
Little baby.
Yeah. You bet. So, here's a question as far as the joke goes. When people request or email me, would you please tell this joke? It, depending on how they do it, sometimes I have a hard time saying no. So I've had requests in the last 24 hours for these two jokes. You tell me which one. Loudmouth, drunken old man in a biker bar, or Murray Fink?
Loudmouth old man.
Okay. So there's a guy, he walks into a well-known biker bar, and there's some tough bikers in there, and he's an elderly man, and he's very, very drunk. And he sits down, he orders a drink, gets even drunker, and he looks over and he sees some bikers at a corner table. And there's one biker in particular who just looks like he could just break you in half, and probably has broken a lot of people in half, and he walks over to this guy, gets in his face, and this is the meanest biker in the bar, and says, "Hey!" And the biker stares at him. He says, I went by your grandma's house today, and I looked in the door, and your grandma was naked. She was buck naked. And she, I will say, for an old broad, is a pretty fine-looking woman." And the biker just stares him in the face, doesn't say a word. Now, his buddies are confused because this guy will fight at the drop of a hat. He just stares at the guy. He doesn't say a word. And then the drunk old guy says, "Yeah," he says, in fact, "your grandma is, she's so good looking that I got it on with her. The door was unlocked. I just went in. I had her right there in the hall. Yeah. Not bad, too. Some of the best I ever had, your grandma." And the biker just continues to stare at him. And then the old man, in his face still, says, "You know what else? She liked it. She loved it." And that's when the biker stands up and says, "All right, you know what? That's it. Go home, Grandpa. You're drunk."
You didn't say that wasn't the Playhouse joke. You didn't say, "Ladies, come on in or get in here."
What?
You just went straight into the joke.
Oh, boy.
What? What?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a point there.
So, now let's hear the Murphy Fink joke, eh?
Not Murphy Fink.
Murray Fink, whatever.
Murray Fink.
There you go. Yeah, sure.
And by the way, not only to add insult to insult, but Dan's got the wrong guy on the whole Woody Allen thing. It was George. It wasn't Kramer that got the part in the Woody Allen movie.
It was Kramer.
I got in two texts that say it was George.
No, it's Kramer.
Okay. Oh, boy.
They're completely wrong.
Do you want me to edit out all of that?
No.
Or do you want me to
do the punchline again. We're doing the punchline again.
Okay.
And then end it the way it's supposed to end.
You're going to invite the ladies
George
in?
Was parking the
ladies,
cars.
Get in here, please. I invited them in.
No, you didn't.
No.
You just started telling the joke.
Are you sure I did?
Yeah. You said about
remember
jokes.
What I said earlier about my mind not coming back?
Yeah.
See?
I guess it's
gone. Okay, ladies are in. I'm just doing the punchline.
Dan was
all
right.
I'm doing.
My textures are wrong. Dan was right.
I know. George was parking cars. Mm-hmm. And
I'm ever listening to textures again.
This
ever.
This show is all over the place. It's the girls coming in. It's the punchline. It's George Costanza. It's all over the place.
I couldn't disagree with you more.
So I'll include Seinfeld. The girls are in. Yada, 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 yada. Grandpa, go home. You're drunk.
There you go. There you go.
Check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report sponsored by Compassion International. Right now, there's a child living in extreme poverty with no future and no hope. But you can bring hope when you become a Compassion International sponsor. Text the word CHILD to 83393 to sponsor a child right now. Blues fans are dealing with a crash on eastbound 64 near Spady. You're backing up at Mason. We also had an earlier accident eastbound 64 at Hanley. 170 southbound lining up approaching Olive to 64. You've got accidents westbound 70 at Tucker and southbound McKenzie at Rivas. They cleared the accident on eastbound 70 near the depressed section. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
For 50 years, Newsetters has been a staple in the St. Louis community. Through a Stanley Cup victory, countless birthdays, anniversaries, and engagements, Newsetters Fine Jewelry has been there. We welcome you to join us in celebrating our anniversary at our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or online at wowdiamonds.com.
The playoffs come to Arrowhead again this Sunday. Mahomes will catch it out. A side throw, diving catch. Touchdown, Kansas City. Sunday, game day. It's the Chiefs and Texans. Pregame at 1 and the kickoff at 2:05.
It's only here on 590 The Fan.
McCole Hardman, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Hi, this is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. How are you doing with those resolutions? If you're starting to eat a little healthier this year and looking for a place to start, start at Schnucks. Schnucks has the freshest produce in town to help you get on the right track. Did you know they sell more organics than anyone else in St. Louis? Schnucks can also help make simple swaps throughout the store that will help you build a healthier basket. Look for the healthy eating bins when you're in the store. Schnucks. Eat good to feel great.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
All right, let's go. Dallas, Texas, here we come. Mike Evans is ready to go. We're ready to go. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are in Chesterfield Valley, east of pretty much everything else out there, at least most of the stuff out there. Closed only on Mondays. Gift cards, a good idea all year. They sell them every day, except, of course, Monday, because that's the only day they're not open. Reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's, yes, necessary. I recommend them also for lunch at Annie Gunn's. And when you do go and you have lunch or dinner, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. Would you please say hello to Mike Evans, everybody?
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Good. Our pop quiz question today, how well do you know the biggest city in the United States? It never sleeps. The city that, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, homie. New York, New York. Okay, so the city is a simple, made up of a simple grid of streets and avenues. Very easy to find your way around New York City, Manhattan. But several avenues have names. So 6th Avenue is one of the main streets in the city, but it is known by its other name. It is 6th Avenue, Park Avenue, Madison Avenue, Lexington Avenue, or Avenue of the Americas? Answer in just a minute. Hot scoop on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The real reason that Prince Harry and his brother Prince William have not spoken in almost a year is because William hates Meghan. Whoa. Everybody in the royal family hates Meghan. I've talked to every source I could possibly go out and reach out to who I've met, known over the years. And how do I put this? Harry is whipped. She leads him around by the nose, and when she says jump, you know the answer to that.
Mike, there's a name for that. It's called cat whipped.
Is that what it is?
That's it.
What we did there?
Yep.
They have, they're gonna have homes in Toronto and Vancouver, maybe one in Calgary, but their main home will be in Beverly Hills. Meghan telling friends she wants to position herself back in Hollywood as a superstar and still hold on to the royalty. That's what's going on there. Friday. What do you think about that?
It just confirms that women hold the power.
Right.
They possess that one thing.
I don't know how it's going to work out for him.
As Cheryl says, it's all about the something.
Mm-hmm.
Friday movie review. In 1987 in Mobile, Alabama, Walter McMillan was sentenced to death for a murder he did not commit. But Walter was just one of the many black men railroaded by corrupt courts down in the South and inept lawyers. Enter one very brave white advocate girl and a whip behind the ears recent Harvard black lawyer, a graduate from Harvard, and they decide to make a lot of wrongs right. It's a true story, all true. Michael B. Jordan plays the attorney, whose real name was Brian Stevenson. Fabulous Brie Larson is the advocate, and Jamie Foxx is the accused Walter McMillan. It's shocking injustice that becomes criminal. The movie is Just Mercy. Just Mercy, the name of the film, opens everywhere on Friday. I loved it. Rated PG-13, 135 minutes,
4 stars.
3.5 stars.
Oh, I thought Sure 4 was coming, the way you talked about it.
Don't forget, 1917 opens up. Knives Out, I loved it. Adam Sandler's fabulous and Uncut Gems. They're all still playing, so you want to check that out. The Mike Evans Fearless Forecast, Kiss of Death, NFL Predictions.
Okay.
Baltimore, Kansas City,
yeah,
Green Bay will all win big.
Yes.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
The Minnesota Vikings are going to upset the San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh, that's a big one.
They like that one, homie.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you know what your New York Post paper is calling what Harry and Meghan are doing?
I saw that. Megxit.
Megxit.
Oh. That's good.
Nice.
That's good.
Yeah. They're the best. They're the best. How much time do I have?
You have 1 minute and 40 seconds.
Gee, I have a lot of time. And
oh, listen to this.
I know, right?
A lot of time.
That's really, you know, I usually don't have...
You have less time than you had yesterday.
Oh.
By about a minute and a half. You can fill it. Come on, you can do it.
We could just converse.
Yeah, we could do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we converse about that.
That thing you said that most people knew about Seinfeld, what was it he asked?
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah, who said that on Seinfeld?
It was a part that Kramer had in a movie, yeah. And with Woody Allen.
Yeah,
Woody Allen met him, gave him a part in a movie, yeah. And his one line is
"You're right." That's exactly right. Dan said most people would know it, and I'm so sorry that you backed up what he said. I was hoping to throw him under the bus.
I'm not most people though. I'm
well, you're a genius. You're
well, genius.
50 seconds.
And finally.
I'm at 40 seconds.
New York City is made up of streets and avenues, easy to find your way around, but some avenues actually are more known for their names than their actual number, like 6th Avenue. But what is 6th Avenue better known as? Park Avenue.
20 seconds.
Madison Avenue. Lexington Avenue. Avenue of the Americas.
I'll say Park Avenue.
Madison.
Americas.
Americas.
The answer is Avenue of the Americas.
Yes. Scott Sherman may have won trivia, but Tim and I are the New York geniuses.
Yeah.
So. Yes, you are.
Thank you very much. This is the beginning of our weekend, everybody. I know. I wish it could be for everybody. Thank you for being with us. Please thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get and do us a favor. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, dear. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Houston Texans. Coverage begins at 1.
590 KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Fox Sports trending now.
Philadelphia 76ers star Joel Embiid will reportedly have surgery tomorrow on a torn ligament in his left hand. He is out an undetermined amount of time. Doctors will reassess Embiid in 1 to 2 weeks and then make a further diagnosis. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel evaluating Anthony Davis as questionable for tomorrow's game against the Mavericks. Davis has a sore back. Timberwolves' Karl-Anthony Towns will skip out on tonight's game against the Trailblazers as he works through a knee issue. Mike Leach taking over at Mississippi State, moving over from Washington State. In the NFL, Ravens running back Mark Ingram weighed down by a calf injury, and tight end Mark Andrews with a knee problem are dubbed questionable for this weekend's divisional round matchup. Ingram